Lovely, thank you. Okay, any question? Good. So everybody knows what's happening and where we are. Right? Well, we you remember the last word last time? We established summer is special. There was a point that I thought it's better to stop then and start now. Therefore, at least you hit it twice. Maybe it will sink in. Maybe you have one of those papers that you put notes and you select and you remind yourself or you put it on the fridge. I don't know. This was a very special stuff. Do you remember?
Does it
993?
Oh, 993, not 998.
Okay. 993.
Give a sign for I. Oh, that book. Sorry, been at. But
that 993.
You cannot sit.
Sorry.
You cannot sit inactive for one moment till some badness or goodness has issued. That's the point to understand. And it's not very easy because it doesn't feel normal. Normally, we think that you do something, when you talk about responsibility, you talk about you do something, and it has been a wrong decision, therefore you are a guilty party. There is no such a thing. Because that's the way the animal live, right? The animal, they are responsible for what they do, and they are not responsible, period. Is there a responsibility in animal life? No. An animal soul is here, eat, not to be eaten, reproduce, that's it. Do they have this guilty feeling inside them? It doesn't seem so. And we're not talking about that. We're talking about the human being. Do you remember how human being, how the story of human being started for us?
And Eve.
Yes, and?
The serpent.
Rabbana inna zalamna anfusana. That one. The acceptance of responsibility for something bizarre. Because eating the fruit of knowledge is very bizarre. First of all, it's up the tree, and these new creatures, they know nothing about it. Then we know later, we understand that it's created for them, right? This is something that should be in them, but could not be put in them. That's the point. If this fruit, the juice of the fruit, the knowledge, whatever, right? This is made for this couple. Okay? Wasn't it easier, beside that big scenery and fight and blah, 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 to put it in them? To be created with the knowledge. Wasn't it easier like that? We are not talking about easy or difficult. First of all, we are not talking about something that happened. Oh, please do not forget that. We are saying a story, made up a story. We made it to understand this stuff, first of all. And especially in this story, that stuff, the knowledge, could not be put in them. Because if it is in them, so what? Like all other stuff which is in the animals, it's there. They cannot be responsible. The problem is responsibility. Because responsibility and knowledge, they go hand in hand. No knowledge, no responsibility. Right? So, It's not put in me. It's offered as a choice. But because of the ignorance at the beginning, it's always before knowledge is ignorance, right? They don't know what to do. So, what is the key here? How do you solve the problem? Come on. You know the story. He sacrificed the best he had in what? In knowledge. Because Satan is knowledge. He's the most knowledgeable. He's the angel of knowledge. That's why he was close to him before Adam and Eve, right? That's what it is. So he sacrificed the best he had and used the curiosity. So they ate. Now, suddenly everything is different. Adam and Eve, they have the knowledge. We call it first sin. Why sin? Because it was an act. First of all, it was an act based on ignorance. They didn't know. And he wanted it, you know. That label is just to explain what they did. When God will ask what happened, as if he doesn't know, the Satan will give the most logical answer. Really? You wanted it, it happened. You tricked us. You tricked me. Yes. And shame on you. Why? The guy is talking the truth and he's pure honest. And I say shame on him. Why?
Because you can't talk to the lover.
Exactly. That's the attitude. Attitude of love. You don't talk back to your beloved. Therefore, he calls Adam. Hey, come here. First of all, Adam cannot say I. It's we. Then we say, I confess that our own ego in a way tricked us and made us this. Means he accepted responsibility, right? Therefore, he is appreciated and the Satan is doomed. And you remember, Rumi added a chapter to this story, which was not in Bible, Torah, or Quran. And he's a believer, isn't he? He said, later God called Adam and said, come here, don't you know that if I didn't want it, it couldn't happen? He said, of course it did. Then, why did you say that? Here Rumi will use that tricky word in Arabic and Persian. We say, because I wanted to be polite. Because adab, the word, could mean politeness. And ba'adab in Persian means a polite fellow. But adab is singular of adab, means ritual, you see? Because that's a ritual. If your beloved questions you, you're not supposed to say, it's your fault. No, it doesn't happen. Attitude. Illogical, right? It is started from them. That's our story. So it's all about responsibility, right? Now let's go back to the trick of logic. I'm sitting down and I'm not doing anything. So, let me say, you're guilty. Because it doesn't happen that way. You have thoughts. You have soul. The breath is in you. So, you are the fellow who is responsible. For what? Responsible, period. Not for what? Not in this case, not in that case. I'm always responsible, in every single moment. And if I'm not really doing something, I'm thinking something, right? And there is another case. There are times that if I'm not doing anything, I'm accepting the situation. If I see someone abusing another one and I don't say anything, I don't do anything, am I doing nothing or I'm keeping quiet? Therefore, in our view, this spirituality we talk about needs a permanent awakeness in a way that you are always alert that you are participating in something. You are a piece of this we. Therefore, there is no single moment that you sit down and something good or bad will not come out of you. Because we are too complicated. We are like a masterpiece of putting a lot of different stuff together. We have it all. I mean, we have a complete animal life, like every monkey does. And in addition to that, we have universes that doesn't exist for animals. Animals, they are living in this, let's say, four-dimensional space, physical space and time, that's all they have. But we live in other states of being. Remember, we have different universes. First one is dream. Second, imagination. And the most important of all, we understand non-existence. That universe belongs to us, right? So not doing is doing something in non-existence, because not doing is non-existence of what you are supposed to do. Because you are here, we are here for a purpose. I hope you all remember it. There is a purpose. It means that the factory who made us labeled it that this is made because of this. You remember it? What is your purpose? Could you forget it? No. No, you just mix it up with a lot of different stuff that you know. Now your brain is looking around to find which one is that, which one is pointing now. Listen, it's the basic, real basic. It was asked with a simple question. Why did you make us? And he answered it with one complete, understandable sentence.
I was a hidden treasure.
Exactly.
And I yearned to be known. So
that's on the label. I was a hidden treasure and I preferred to be known. Therefore, I created these fellows to be found. A treasure. So, we are the treasure hunter, right? Okay, where is this treasure? It's beneath all this. So, first we have to get rid of all this, because it's underneath all this, which is mainly the animal life. Rumi will repeat that. Remember, if you're looking for the treasure, you should go and look for it in the ruins. Treasure is in the ruin. Let's go back right at the beginning. What is the essence of this treasure? Just imagine, we want to... The only tool here we have is a story, right? Use the imagery, right? Use the imagery, right? Use the imagery, right? Use the